This is Suzanne.
Hey there, Suzanne. This is Joe here. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm good as well. Thank you so much for asking. So did you have a chance to review the site?
I have, and I do have a couple issues.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me know.
Okay, let me get in the office real quick. Head on in. Now, I was trying to get into the editing and whatnot, but I can't seem to get it, and I don't understand the video that was set. And it's only, there's no volume on it here. Sad. But, okay, let me get onto the website.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to get over here. Put in Eddie. Let me find the email that has the site.
So how are you? How's everything going on? How's the business going on so far for you guys?
Well, it's not. We tried having an application put on. Somebody had given us a paper one, so I put it on the website. I went onto the website and I filled it out, and had issues with it. And I don't
what
know
kind
where
of
it ended up. Well, it's not correct. Let me open. Let me get into the. My login for it's not allowing my username. Hold on. Let me try this again.
Sure. Take your time.
And I'll help more life. Password. Error. It's not allowing me to log in to WordPress.
Well, what kind of an error are you getting on your end?
It's telling me, well, let me go back to the one that it was original before I changed it. It was app line, SL.
Well, did you try logging in before as well? From any other computer, a laptop, or a desktop?
It's my desktop that I'm logging in on.
And did you try it before?
I did. I don't know. It says the password entered for the username is... Oh, wait, there it goes. I'm on it now. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm on it. Okay. So I'm on the dashboard for it. In the let me come over here. We got an alarm going off.
Oh no! It's that like we know when people are coming onto our website, so our team can engage them. Do you remember the chat thing that we were? That we had a word with
right.
The chat feature.
Uh-huh.
That's let us know, like, hey, there's a person who's on the website, so you can initiate the chat, and then we go ahead and make sales.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So on our website, there's the application for the grant.
Give me a minute. Let me just go ahead.
Uh-huh.
FOhelpforlife.org.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's an application. I can open it. Let me just go ahead and open it for you.
Okay. When you open the application, it says, and it should be the organization's name. like we have an a grant application from Amy's Farm and Animal Sanctuary. It won't allow me to put it in there as Amy's Farm and Animal Sanctuary because it's not a first name and a last name. So it needs that needs to be organization name.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be the first and the last name. It needs just to have the organization name.
In that first box, yes.
Yeah, it should not be having first name or last name. It should be just the name.
Right, in that first box. And then the date of the grant application is fine, but when you go and you put in a date like, you know, she had filled this out, this paper one out for me back on September 18th of 22. So people when in the United States, you know, people do either SEPT for September or 09/, and you can't put any slashes. It's it runs it all together. It wants you to specifically only put 19/18/2022, and then it will allow you to go past it.
Okay.
So that needs to be maybe a calendar, you know, because there's options to scroll down, but there's no option on how to put it in, and it doesn't tell you how to fill in the date.
Okay, all right, that will be fixed. Okay. And that issue was not coming up before?
No, we hadn't tried it before.
Oh, okay, all right.
We didn't try it before. I assumed it all was working right. Okay, so then organization tax ID number is good. Phone number. It's not allowing any dashes.
Okay.
Or parentheses, like, because normally in the United States, and this is a United States one.
Yeah, I get
it. It's the area code and phone number.
Yes.
But it's wanting the area code phone number all together, no dashes, which is a pain in the ass to read.
I got it.
Then where it has amount of grant required, it should be actually amount of grant requested.
Okay.
But it doesn't allow you to put any, again, there's arrows for up and down, or what I would presume is a different format.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be able to be put in there like $10,000, 10,000.00, but it doesn't. It runs it all together.
I got it.
With no commas, no nothing.
I got it.
Email is fine. Description and purpose of use of the potential grants. Attach any pages, any additional pages to provide more detailed information about. That's fine. If we could get, you know, the name of a person submitting the grant application, and then underneath it, the title, their title.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Instead of name and title all on one.
Okay.
Would be fine. And then a signature, they could go ahead and if they could change the writing. Otherwise, you know, it has to be an electronic signature. I don't know if there's a way to do an electronic signature on this.
An electronic signature?
Yeah, they'd have to be able to provide the electronic signature. Okay?
On the form?
So then, when you hit submit, it should be going to our Help for Life email. But it is not, I don't know where it's going. It did not show up in my email at all. And after I filled out the application with all the information from the paper one, it says, thank you for submitting the gradebook form.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right. The gradebook form,
and then
all right,
shoots
I'll get
it off, but I don't know where.
All right, okay, I'll get it checked. That's not, that won't be a problem, because I have to go ahead and check where the emails are being sent. All right, and the second thing that I have to go ahead and check is the amount of the grant required and the date of the grant application. It needs to be fixed. And the name, organization name, doesn't have a first and last. It's just going to be the name, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. What other issues are you facing on the website?
Oh, that needs to be done. If I could get a better, now I've made changes to our old website through WordPress and everything. This is a little bit different.
This is a
than what
advanced.
I'm used to. Huh?
This is a little bit advanced one.
Right. So let me go. If I go to all pages and I go to let me go to about us and do an edit on it. And then I should be able to see what, no, it's not, I guess I'm going to edit it with Eliminator. And I pull that up. And I see it here, and it gives me my things. And then I can then I hit kind of basics, favorites. In this box, I can change it over here, and then I can hit go to the save. So I should be able to make changes. This is something that I'm familiar with. I can do that on here. Let me go back. I'm not saving my changes right now, because I'm not making any changes right now. Okay, so in all my thing, I'm going to go to, if I went to all pages, and I'm going to go to about us, and I'm going to edit, and I'm going to edit with going to give me the founders and then the board members, and I can play with that as necessary. The members, yeah, I should be able to figure out the how to edit the little things that I need to edit when time comes. I should be able to edit fine without any issue. But it would be nice to be able to get an email from you guys that has the way to without going through all of his emails to find the one that has a tutorial on how to change it in WordPress. The tutorial that I was given before just has no volume, no nothing, and it like stops abruptly.
Well, that's how a normal tutorial is, or what is provided for the website.
No, it wasn't through the website. Eddie had sent me a tutorial, a link for a tutorial. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, wait, no, that's up here. Now let me look in this one. This is the emails. then sent me a new way to connect, and I connected to that. This is for the, I think I'm going to right-click, copy that onto a Word document so I have it at my fingertips.
Have you experienced anything regarding the website, that the website is a bit slow or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to label this. Really, Suzanne? Go back. Okay, it's not there. Okay, so that's my, I get on and to change the website and that kind of stuff. But on the website itself, I gotta close this out. Everything else seems to be okay. Again, I didn't play with the volunteer application. Address, phone number, email. But we need to make sure that both of those applications, when they submit, go to our email. Now, the email that we have that's on the website, not about us, contact us, has our flhealth4life@gmail.com. Now, I was able to get into the email and set up my email at Suzanne@FL. Oh, wait, now where is it? Web page.
Susan at Apple Health, F-O-R, live.org.
Right. Now my Suzanne at helpforlife.org. It allowed me to, I went through, I guess it's a webmail home, and then I went to the settings and I did forwarding. So that anything that goes in there will forward to my Outlook, because I can't seem to get this onto my Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
So it alerts me that I've got something in there. But I don't know how to get into the FL help. No, what's our... what's our Help for Life? I'm asking you a question you probably don't know. Help for Life email address for the organization. Do you happen to know that?
No.
I quite remember what we had, what I told them it was going to be. Oh, wait, I think I got it right here. Hold on. 501Cs. I do not at the moment. But I need to be able to have one for... or the organization itself at flhelpforlife.org. You know, kind of a general mailbox. I remember I had a really good name in my head. And I wrote it down, and I talked to Eddie about it. And Okay. Okay, could we get a new email address, and how do we do that?
Which thing?
For Help for Life.
Only you want to helpforlife.org, you want the email?
Yeah, I mean, I need one that says, like, helping others at flhelpforlife.org, and that would be the general mailbox.
General mailbox. Okay, so everyone can use it, like your members and you.
Right, and this way, on the business cards, that would be the email that they would send to, and that the applications would go to.
The grant application.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not gonna bother with that. We're just gonna set it up to where the board members can have it. Never mind. We're not gonna do another email address.
Yeah, of course. It's like it is funky then.
Yeah, I'll just keep it as what I've got with my Gmail, the FL Help, the number 4life at gmail.com. But
okay.
Those applications,
all right.
The grant application and the grant application and the volunteer application
mm-hmm.
needs to go to FL Help, the number 4life. At gmail.com. It needs
I
to
have
be directed there.
I have this credential of this email.
Okay. Okay.
No, are you giving me the applications, email credentials, like username and password?
On WordPress, you need my username and password?
Yes, which is your flhelpforlife.org or something. This is the email, right? This is the...
The email...
Yeah.
...that is actually on the website...
Mm-hmm.
...is currently a working email address. For
okay.
Help for Life.
Okay, Dan.
I get emails in there all the time.
Okay, Dan.
I'm sorry?
Dan, the application is in the back end, right? The email is in the back end.
The email, okay, so the application, when they click on submit, needs to be directed to the Help for Life email, the FL Help, the number 4life at gmail.com.
No.
We need
I'm
to be able to get to the email or the application. Pardon?
Yeah, I'm asking you that I am made for you this email or you gave me the email.
Eddie had, okay, do you want me to send you an email?
Yes, the email
okay.
and the password as well as.
Okay.
All right.
Let me paste.
You can send me on Teamwork.
Oh, on Team? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go over to make sure I still got Team on my thing here.
And what are the changes in the applications?
Oh, my. We just went over the changes that, it's okay, let me get, the dashboard, take, no, that's my take lesson. Oh, here we go, teamwork. Got it. Log in again. Log in.
You can just email me the changes as well as, like, you want to change date of application, right?
Yeah, so I need to go to oh, okay, so I see the video camera, the Bandy cam is the thing. Anyways, all right, let me how do I do this now? I need to go to do a message to you, right? So how do I do the messages? All messages, announcements, no category.
Are you in teamwork?
I'm in teamwork.
Okay. Are you seeing any website updates?
I'm trying to get to, I got to be able to type it out, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. So I have my name's up at the top.
Yep.
And then if I hit messages, it gives me the messages that I have in here. Communication, there's one.
No, you are going in a message.
Okay, I'm going to add a message, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so then I'm going to put application update. All right, and I've got to type it all out in here again.
Yep.
With the grant application form. All right, so I'll get this all put in here, and then I'm going to end up sending it to select people. And I'm going to go down to, do I send it to Eddie?
Yes, yes.
Do I send it to James Black? And then who else
send
it to?
No. Just Eddie.
Just Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. You send me the email, all these things, and also the content. Your content is duplicated. You are somewhere else from this content. Like you rewrite. Are you copying the content from somewhere?
No, I'm not copying the content. You guys had done the form for us. Needs to have the organization name instead of, okay. I've got a book. let me get this thing, and then I will go ahead and send it on out to you.
Hey, this is Joe Wilson here again. How are you?
Fine.
I'm sorry about that. All right. We just received an email from Google headquarters. Did you copy any of your content from any of the other websites or anything like that?
No, you guys did before you shut down my other website.
No. Well, we're asking, like, you sent us some of the content from your site, correct?
Correct.
Yes, so did you copy that content that you sent to us? Because they sent us a report, like, hey, it's coming under plagiarism, all right, and it's not good. It's coming up like 339 words or 292 words and 100% page power, and plagiarism is coming up onto that website, all right? So they gave us a file, like, hey, your website, the website that you guys created just now is coming under plagiarism. So I'm asking, like, hey, did you, you know, copy the content that you provided to us? Because the content that we got from your website, we already did inform Google headquarters about it. But the content that you provided to us, did you copy it from somewhere else, or was it copied from any other website?
Our mission, our vision is directly our own.
Mm-hmm.
On maybe the definitions of family-oriented is being a state of mind formed by our value system. That we got, and we switched up a little bit from, you know, what we read definitions-wise, different definitions, and came
from
and agreed
another,
upon one.
Yeah, it came from a different website. Is that what it is?
Could be.
Well, we're getting a claim from Google, like, this website is coming under plagiarism, and, you know, the web pages and the content and everything about it, because Google bots are roaming on the website and they're reading the web pages because, you know, we have submitted the file over to Google. So now it's coming up as plagiarism, and there's a claim coming on us, like we did it. All right, we created the website and developed and everything about it on the website, but we are not aware that this content was, you know, copied from any other website.
Well, no, I mean, nothing's. It wasn't copied. It was. I mean, I didn't copy and paste type stuff. I don't understand. If you go to the dictionary and you look up hardworking, and it gives you three definitions, and you choose a definition, is that plagiarism?
Well, it's not about the definition. It's about the wordings. All right? That's the same wording that's coming up onto another website and stuff, and also that is the reason they sent us an email with the whole paragraph, like, hey, this is coming under... we're breaking the rule and all, and the plagiarism's coming in.
Okay,
so that is the reason
what
I would.
Okay, what paragraphs do they say that we're plagiarizing?
Well, it comes under the homepage, the testimonials, gifted, application, and volunteer.
Oh, well, you guys did the gifted and volunteered application.
And that was copied from your previous website? I suppose.
No, we didn't have one. We didn't have one on the previous website.
All right, just give me a minute.
But that's probably the error that I got because I took a picture of it where it said, "Thank you for submitting the grade book form." So I don't know when it was created, if it was used from another form. I don't know.
All right, just give me a minute. I'm just checking on it, all right?
Because no problem.
Because this claim is not, you know, when you get a claim, it's all on the whole company.
No. I want to address it because I'm not, and the testimonial is actually letters that they sent me. I've got hard copies of letters. So it's not plagiarism. It's what that person had sent me a letter. That's why I was so adamant with, like, no, Dr. Teresa Tyson is with the Health WEC. And whatnot. Those are not plagiarized at all. Those are letters that they actually sent me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That is the reason for me being on the call with you, because I'm the one who takes care of it.
Right. And
all right.
That
and
is exactly
coming,
what they sent.
And if it's coming on the... you know, the claim is coming up on the company, then it means we, I and Eddie were the one who, Eddie was the one, of course, who took care of the website and all. All right, so it was coming on him. That
mm-hmm.
why it was a flash case.
You know, nobody should be getting zinc on this at all because it's not plagiarism. I know this for a fact because this is what they sent me. When I asked Friends for Life Animal Rescue in an email for the, you know, for a... testimonial, that's exactly what they sent me.
Yeah, I can share you, well, of course, then I can share you the, just give me a minute. I'm just going to share it with you.
I believe you, but that definitely is not the only thing that I would even would have thought that they might say was plagiarism would be under our core values with a definition of what we believe the core value is by reading other definitions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that
but
has been that's like us, you know.
Our mission and our vision was completely our own words.
All right, okay, just give me a quick second. FO. Do you have any other website that is up and running at the moment for FO Help for Life?
Not that I know of. I think you guys shut down the other one that I had on WordPress. Although I am still getting, and I've got to address ION, because again, I had it all set up, and I thought, again, my misunderstanding with everything was that it was that website was going to be updated by you guys.
On where?
And that. The website that I had paid for on Word using ION and wait, let me open another thing. Let me go to my old. No, I don't even have that in here anymore. Oh, website WordPress. On my old WordPress account.
Mm-hmm.
It says this page is not seem to exist. Pardon?
Where are you logging that in? Where do you log that in, the WordPress account?
I had set up a WordPress account when I started my web page, and I took tutorials.
WordPress.com?
And we built the one. No, it's the .org.
Okay. All right.
flhelpline.org. And then I built the website, and then I was having trouble getting it the way that I wanted. I talked to the board, and we agreed to go ahead and get outside. So I set out for bids and everything else, and you guys came in at $750 to be able to design the website using WordPress.
Mm-hmm. And are you satisfied with the website that we have done for you?
Yes, but I still paid and still paying for the other things. And in all honesty, I feel like there was a lot of hidden charges that I was not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
It is what it is. I can't go back. So.
But are you not happy?
And then in my themes, I had. ION, I think it is. In fact, they're going to about to charge our account again, and I've got to call them and let them know that I've stopped it. I don't. I thought you guys were just going to take over the WordPress that I had, and then I was told that's not possible.
Well, the website that you created was on the WordPress.org. All right, we actually get those resources from WordPress, all right, and then we buy the resources for the whole platform so the website could be built on your name, all right, and then we go ahead and provide you with all of that, such as we provide you with the CMS access, all right, on ORG. It was like it's kind of a subscription that you were paying the ORG platform, but the website can never be yours. All right, like if you can go ahead and, you know, stop paying.
Right.
If you can just go ahead and stop paying the fee over to that, all right, they will just go ahead and take the website down. And that's how it is. You won't be having any kind of website. So that's how we go ahead and build a website on the platform itself, all right, so it can be provided over to you.
Okay. But right now, when I go into my old WordPress account, it tells me that it's no longer up. If I go to pages, there is a About Us, Animal Shelters, Application, Churches, Contact Us, Core Value, Gifted. So it looks like all of the thing is here, and it says author is developer, and I guess that was me back in August 18th of 22. The 7 plugins that I have attached to this. So do I need to take contact?
Google has already provided with us with a solution that needs to be taken care of. All right. Do you know what a DMCA is?
I have no clue, no.
Okay. All right. Well, DMCA is, filing with a copyright and everything about it, so nobody's claiming plagiarism or anything like that. Well, there's a kind of, you can say, a little seal that comes onto the website, all right, that claims like, hey, this is the original website, and nobody can go ahead and copy the content, or nobody can copy the whole website or anything on the website and make it their own and, get their website. Because a lot of people, what they do usually, they go ahead and copy the whole website, copy the functionalities, copy everything about it, the content, each and everything, and then they go ahead and make a new website and claim as theirs. All right? And then if they file a case, all right, then a claim comes on like, hey, that website is claiming that this is their website that you copied. All right, and then if we don't have a DMCA seal on it, then it means that we have to take this down. Otherwise, they will file a lawsuit or something like that on us. Like, hey, this website has plagiarized. This has already been plagiarized. All right, so it means that our website, the one that they're creating, is the original one. All right, so what we usually do is we get in contact with, the file, the lawyer and everything about it for the DMCA. All right, and we let them know, this is the website of the client, all right? They got in contact with you, and then they go by that process, and then there's a seal on your website for the DMCA.
Okay. I'm still lost. What do you need me to do?
if you want, I can get in contact with the DMCA team, all right? And I could ask for them for the DMCA seal. All right, so your website, your content, your website, and the images and everything about it on the website could be protected. Because why? I do not want anyone to be filing a case, filing a claim on my company. All right, if there's a case being filed on my company or if there's a claim, that will be coming over me. All right, and then my paycheck is going to be deducted or I might get fired as well because a claim,
I fully understand. I fully understand the importance of not plagiarizing somebody.
Yes. there is a claim that came up from Google, not on one page, like different five pages. All right, so that is the reason we do not want to go ahead and get involved into all of that. All right, otherwise, it's going to be a case and everything about it. Like, hey, take the website down. And the website was taken down until it's resolved. All right, so it's all loss of you, loss for you, loss for us, and everybody else as well. All right, so I do not want to go ahead, we do not want to go ahead and get into that kind of a heated conversation over that. All right, so we need to go ahead and get the DMCA seal, all right, in order to go ahead and make sure that this is the original site. All right, we're not plagiarizing from anyone else. This is the owner. This is the one. All right, so I can just go ahead and provide them the information. There's a fee of it as well, and I can just go ahead and take care of it for you as well.
Okay.
Is that all right? Because, at the end of the day,
that's fine.
So, and there will be a certificate for you as well sent out to you within 30 days of time, all right, at your doorstep. Like, hey, this is the website, and this is the name of the owner. And I'm pretty sure you're the owner, right, or someone else's?
Yeah. No, I am.
You're the owner. Okay. So what I could do is I can send them the information to open an account, all right, and I'll just go ahead and let them know about the fee cost, all right, so everything could be taken care of right there and then. Because I'm pretty sure, this is a business, this is the NGO, all right, that you guys want to go ahead and run for a longer period of time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can just give me 1 minute so I can get in contact with the team and get it done for you. Is that okay?
That's fine. I'll continue on this email.
All right. And you do have, can I have your full name, please, so I can let them know the information?
Suzanne Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. Okay.
It's S-U-Z-A-N-N. Rodriguez. R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
U-E-Z, right? Not an S?
Not an S, a Z.
All right. And the phone number?
480-415-3319. Name.
All right. And what will be the address so I can let them know to where to send you the certificate?
31151
mm-hmm.
North Orange mm-hmm. Blossom Circle.
Can you spell that out for me?
O-R-A-N-G Blossom. B-L-O-S-S-O-M
mm-hmm.
Circle.
Circle?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Santan Valley.
Santan Valley.
Uh-huh. Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
85143.
Got it. If you can just give me like 1 minute so I can check up with them. All right.
Okay.
And get back to you. If you can stay over the phone for like 5 minutes only.
Got it.
All right. Okay. Just give me a quick minute, please.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. Now where's all my nuts on? last name. Project name. And then back to here. Go back to the grant.
Hey there, Susan. Just give me a quick minute. I have called in one of the DMC associates. All right. His name is James. He will be on a call with us. Just give me like one quick second.
You got it. 4 minutes, 4. Area code plus 3 digits. Plus 4 digits.